from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
Woo! Hey, I'm not going to be a jerk to start off the
Steve
show.
Steve Martin.
I'm not going to be a jerk to start off the show.
But if you wanted to, which way would you go? What
car would
you play?
Still don't want Steph Curry playing in the Olympics?
No, I got a lot of that.
How do people that don't want want Curry playing in the Olympics feel?
No, I still feel the same way.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Then you would really rob yourself of seeing that kind of greatness.
I watched it 8 times, man. It was incredible.
So you watched 30, all 32 of the
shots? No, second half. Started from the second half.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. It was incredible, and I'm happy for him, but... Real quick here, Stoney. Oh. It makes me feel better about the Warriors this season. Go figure, just about. We have that guy. And the world saw. Voo-voo-voo. France saw. Everybody saw Steph make shots that were so critical and just, I mean, majestic. So I'm fired up, and I know they still need help. But damn, Stoney, what a moment, man.
Yeah, I'm wondering what Warrior fans are kind of thinking after you watch that. Because I had a lot of thoughts, and I know a lot of people didn't want him to play, and he wasn't great the first few games, but the last two he was incredible, and my guy Evan, or no, it was you,
yeah.
It was you who texted, and you said, after that game, I feel a lot better about the Warriors going into the season than I did a month ago.
Yes, and I know everybody will be in the back, the peanut gallery. Well, he's not going to have this player, that player. It doesn't matter. It was like what you just said. Steph didn't have the first few games. He was kind of null and void, Stoney. But on that stage, with that pressure and everything that went with the Team USA loss, those threes as France was trying to come back, even Serbia, to watch Steph Curry and know he belongs to us and the Bay. And now we talk about Wiggins, we talk about Kuminga, Potts, everybody in a Warrior uniform. We got that guy. So that means something. So no Draymond suspension. I think, Steiny, you're saying there's a chance. That was an incredible exhibition of shooting and clutchness. That's all.
My question to Warrior fans is like, what now? I mean, how does that impact your thinking, what he did yesterday, or Saturday, rather? Hell, what he did Thursday and Saturday. Because I'm talking to the boss, and he's watching Curry, and his thought is, man, they should have gotten something done this offseason. They should have gotten a number two in here,
man,
this offseason. If we had a number two, we'd be in a lot better shape. And I just want to know, if you're a Warrior fan and you saw that, what goes through your mind? Because I'm watching that game Saturday, and I'm seeing Curry, and I'm seeing Durant, and I'm seeing LeBron. And I actually thought, is there any chance LeBron and Curry could play together? I mean, they'd love to. There's no doubt about it, right? I mean, they would absolutely love to. And we know Joe Lacob called the Lakers February mm-hmm. about acquiring LeBron James. And I don't know. I was just thinking, I feel like two things. One, it's within the realm of possibility. I don't know how. I don't know if I want to get into how it could possibly happen. But it does feel like it's kind of within the realm of possibility that they could, I don't know, figure out a way to play with each other. The other thing I was thinking was maybe it's not, maybe it doesn't have to happen in the next 3 months. Maybe they're not on a really tight timetable. And then, obviously, you know, lastly, one of the things I thought is, what does this mean, if anything, to the Warriors season upcoming, and how you feel about Steph Curry? Funny thing is I look at LeBron and Curry like I look at Magic and Bird, and Magic and Bird would have never played together, but that was 30 years ago. If Curry and LeBron James ended up on the same team, I wouldn't be mad at that. It's not like they're both 30 and they're gonna. Yeah. Take the league by storm. I think it would be kind of cool if they played together for a year or two at the end of their careers, because we had Lucas come in here and you said, well, what? Okay, they have LeBron and Curry, then what? And Lucas said, then they try to win a championship because they're back in contention to win a title. Are they?
Yes, I would have to say yes. And I'll also say this to what you said earlier. What scares me about Curry's, what I deem as comments or a warning shot to the franchise is, what if they do play and it's not LeBron coming? Are we so sure LeBron's coming to Golden State? Another player on that Team USA, 7-footer named Anthony Davis. How did he do? Why would Bron want to leave that? So it just got me to thinking, could the Lakers get Curry? So I know today is not the day for that, but I do think
about... No, I think it is. I think it's the day.
So you understand, you kind of see, like, are we so sure it'd be Bron coming up north? It could be Curry going to AD and LeBron. Then when you talk about that trifecta of players, it's like, good God. It's what Steph Curry did for himself, to me, Steiny, is told the basketball world, it's not me. I still got this in my tank on reserve. It's about getting me help. And you kind of said this earlier when all this PG-13 noise was going down and the rumors. The Warriors did well for themselves because Ramona Shelburne's, all the greats were talking about the Warriors were in with marketing. So it looks like the Warriors went all in. Now, if reports are true, they didn't want to give up Pods or Kuminga to get marketing. Then you kind of scratch your head. But all in all, partner, they went all in on my report card on trying to get something done and get that bona fide number two in here.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Guru sent me a text on Saturday after watching Curry play in the gold medal game. Oof. And after he played in against Serbia and was fantastic. And he said, you know what, I feel a lot better about the Golden State Warriors after seeing Steph Curry play like that. And I'm wondering if Warrior fans kind of agree with Gu on that. I mean, I view it in more of a vacuum.
Give it to me.
And that is, I'm looking at those two games against Serbia and France, and I'm trying to put it into context of where it fits on his resume, how big it is. Is it the crowning achievement? Is it as big as some of the titles? Was that game as good as game four? All those kind of things. But I haven't yet looked at, okay, Steph will be coming back to the Warriors this upcoming season. How are they going to do? They're going to do better because he still has it. I mean, I think he still has it to some degree. I'm not willing to put two great Olympic games into the category of, well, now I think they're going to win 54 games as opposed to 47 because he's a player that I didn't think he is. I mean, you know, it's a long NBA season. He's going to come to training camp in a month or so, and then we'll see. But if you're a Warrior fan, where does that fit in terms of Steph Curry's resume? And you think about a resume, and if it's not in chronological order, then it's greatest moments. Where does that one?
Good God,
fit in terms of his greatest moment?
Stani, he wanted the gold, and guys like me were in the background saying, don't play, worry about the season. But the fact that there are some American people that wanted Team USA to lose just for the drama element and all those shots that went up, even against Serbia, down 15, he was making some miraculous shots. I gotta believe. I can't put it up there past Boston and what he did in the clincher against the Celtics. So it's right there, or it's a separate column that more people were watching that Olympic game against France, that championship, than they were the NBA Finals. So, I mean, it's something I won't forget about his career. And then when you talk about just the Warriors as currently constructed, so many things are out of his control. Like, you know, we'll be watching him. He didn't have the best second half, but now it's about pods. Now it's about Meltons of the world. So, but the fact he can still reach in that bag, partner, and do that on that stage, I feel better about what mountains they could possibly climb this season.
All right, let me play devil's advocate. He's on a team with 8 Hall of Famers, and he's playing against a team that's got, what, 2 or 3 NBA players. Are we making a mistake, or are we getting ahead of ourselves thinking that that's the kind of performance that'll translate into the NBA over, you know, the course of a season? I mean, he's going to have more games like this upcoming season. The question is, how consistent can he be over 82 games, and how often can he do that?
And will he run out of gas carrying what we deem a large load? But, I mean, we're talking about a 4-time champ, Stani. So, to me, it's not about are we shocked? Because we've seen this throughout his career. He's a 2-time MVP, 4-time champ. Right now, I think it's just about gas. It's about, will he tire? And will other guys help him, on his team to where he doesn't get to that juncture? But I don't want to sit here and say that's the first time I saw him go berserk. You know what I mean? So I don't care who was on his team. The shots were the shots. I mean, the majestic one, shooting it on 2 dudes in his face and just getting hot. So what did we already know before the Olympics, Donnie? He's probably one of the best shooters, not probably, ever to do it, to pick up a basketball. Okay, I think he reminded myself that, Guru, I still can do it if we actually get in that position.
Interestingly, I was talking to Evan Gu, and he said, I said, well, you were talking about great, you know, the greatest moments of Curry's career, and I said, does it compare to game 4? Against the Celtics. I mean, obviously that was in the NBA Finals. And Evan said, did he have a signature shot in that game 4? And I said, not really. I mean, he was great.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance the shot he made against France, the last one, with 2 guys hanging on him.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the shot that's remembered most of all What's it called when they say in memoriam?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, time in memoriam. Is that the one we're going to remember more than any other shot in the history of Steph Curry's career? It's possible.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's possible.
But Night-Night wasn't born on that shot, which was a crazy shot that you talk about.
Night-Night was born
with the hand,
right here.
Well, you're
in this studio. Yeah,
no doubt about it. But
period.
On the court, it was game four when he did that to Boston and did that to the Boston fans. So I can't even remember what shot came before that, but he was doing so much going out. Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf. So if you want it to be that, Steiny, it can. That's how great this thing is. There is no bad answer. But I do know when he was closing out the Celtics and did that night-night and to the side, that's where that origin from.
Evan?
He started doing it in the first round series against the Nuggets.
Well, I'm not here to fight you. I'm just saying he did it in the finals when he closed out Boston.
No, he did. Like that. Yeah. That is his move. But saying as far as a moment, like that game four will live forever as his greatest game I think he's ever played.
I agree.
But as far as a moment, a singular shot, like that's up there with Jordan over Russell. That's up there with whatever other
and
big shot you want to throw
anything
up there.
Anything he's saying, Stoney, like that's how he sees it. Like that's valid. I'm not here to argue that. I just... That was the finals, and this is the Olympics. Are they said? You know, to me, they're kind of separate.
What are the? I mean, they are separate, but I kind of agree with Evan. And that shot is going to go down as one of the most iconic shots in basketball.
It was crazy. It was ridiculous.
So I was thinking, what other shots belong up there? If you're going to say Jordan over Byron Russell, what are the most iconic plays and shots,
the bang
maybe
against OKC, where he I know the stage was not the Olympics
exactly
or the finals, but bang! It was like, what are you? And it went in.
That was a regular season game, or was that? Yeah, see, I don't want to take away from it, but the stakes of the game are very, very important, I think. I'll tell you a couple that I came up with.
Give
was like Magic, the junior sky hook in the finals in game four against the Celtics.
No doubt.
I'll tell you what else I would put up there. Even though it was an all-star game, so the stakes weren't nearly as high. But when Magic Johnson in Orlando started making threes late in the NBA All-Star game after he played with the HIV diagnosis and sat out, and then he played in the All-Star game and he was just took it over at the end with like three-pointers from deep, that's something that kind of stuck out to me. But Warrior fans, you've watched this guy play since 09-10. Where does that rank? If you're a Warrior fan, what he did, not just Saturday, but in the last two games of the Olympics.
And let me just say this, like Kevin Durant is all-time, I believe, leading point scorer, and I think he passed Carmelo. So it's funny, what icons do we remember or have memories not in their own home uniform? You know what I'm saying? So this would be, if you're a Warrior fan and it is your moment, he's not wearing a Warrior jersey, but he's wearing the jersey for the country. But I just, as far as Olympics, I think of Vince Carter dunking over the 7-footer.
That's a good one.
And like, I'll never forget that. He wasn't in his Raptor jersey or whatever, but that's one of the most like, oh my gosh. But Steph, like Evan had pointed out, that shot with the two dudes on him, the announcers were great. They captured the moment, but I guess, Donnie, don't call me un-American. It's almost like that can't supersede what the said player did in his own uniform. Is that crazy? Like he's in Team USA.
No, but
it's my country.
No,
our
but
country.
I think there's
he did it in the Warrior uniform.
I almost think that in a way there's a different kind of pressure for Curry in what he did Thursday and what he did Saturday as opposed to he's done in his NBA career. Like when they played the Boston Celtics, they weren't overwhelming favorites. So,
and they were down twice in that series.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is, you know, let's say the Warriors would have lost that series. Yeah, it'd be heartbreaking, and Curry would only have three. But what I'm getting at is, when you were as big a favorite as the U.S. team, I think you could make a case that there was more pressure on those last two games for Curry and those teams than in an NBA game.
Times five, and it was like LeBron was like, thank
you, Curry.
That's
his signature moment.
Yeah, no, it is.
That's his signature moment.
And I'm not here to say it's not. I'm just not.
To me, there was more pressure in those games. There was
Kerr needed it, Steiny.
Needed it, I think, is a little strong.
But you know, there was going to be all kind of fallout of Choke City had that cast of NBA talent lost those games.
Let's go out to Vince. Vince is in San Francisco. What's up, Vince? How you doing, man?
Vinny.
Hey, what's up, guys? I first want to start this call off with, I don't ever want to hear, until I die, I don't ever want to hear any more Curry slander, because the semifinals game against Serbia where he goes off 36 and then the crazy closeout for the fourth quarter, that's crazy. I mean, we've seen him do it, but to do it, and I agree with Steiny, like if you look at the setting, the Olympics is only once every 4 years. It's a sudden death game, semifinals, gold medal match. You know, and you guys are down 17 against Serbia with arguably one of the fiercest opponents of American basketball players in Jokic. And then you got a French team that, let's be honest, they're probably going to win the next one. But, you know, you take that setting, sudden death, you know, winner take all. He came through in the most Steph Curry way, and he was just in his bag. He was in the zone, and I think that call, that golden dagger call, and like you guys said, it might have only been a regular season game, but for the longest, I thought the Mike Breen double bang was the biggest call I've ever heard him make for Steph. That golden dagger over the double team, I mean, you know, step back, fade away over a double team against two guys that got pretty good length, you know, to really seal it out in the gold medal game, his only Olympics. You know, this is probably his only chance to win a gold medal.
Yeah.
That's the most clutch shot I think I've ever seen anyone make, you know, when it's all on the line.
I appreciate it, Vince. I mean, I do make a differentiation between a dagger and something that's the most clutch shot.
Because France had momentum. They were at home, the crowd, they were coming, they were putting the pressure. So one miss is all it could have took, Steiny, and he just kept, bang, he kept swooshing, man.
Let's take a listen to it.
Durant, back to Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double team. Oh! That's a golden dagger.
Night.
Curry, unconscious in the fourth. Davis with a rebound. Up ahead for Booker. Exclamation point.
He's a bad boy. Night.
8 threes for Curry. He has sent the French crowd into a frenzy they will never forget.
I'm wondering if Warrior fans look at that game, and you got to throw the Serbia game in there too.
Oh my gosh!
How do you compare that the clutchness of that shot with the clutchness of anything he's done with the Warriors? Is it something you can compare? Is it totally different? Is there more pressure in the Olympics than there is in an NBA playoff game? I don't know if there's more pressure, but it's pretty darn big when you are expected to win and you're in a little bit of trouble and the guy comes through and gets it done for you.
Yeah, and Stoney, I'll say this to your question and what Vince just alluded to. The fact that most likely Curry's not going to be on the next Olympic team. There is no next season. This is a 4-year wait. You know what I mean? So Steph even talked about it after. This was his shot. So had he missed one of those shots or the team loses, that's his best chance at, you know, from getting the gold and to bring him back against Serbia and then to follow this up on Saturday morning with the world watching was just incredible. And Steiny, if you're one of those Steph fans and Warrior fans to say this supersedes anything he did in the NBA, I'm not mad at you. It was incredible.
888-957-9570 is the number. The bottom line is this. I want to know from Warrior fans the things that went through your mind after that game was over. Because in a way, Guru said, boy, I feel a lot better about the Warriors going into this season. Oh, maybe we needed a reminder of how great Curry is. I could also see, like, the boss being a little disappointed that the Warriors didn't really get a lot done this offseason. They didn't get him a quote-unquote number two. You know, he just got to play with Durant and Booker and LeBron and Anthony Davis and Embiid. Now he's got to go play with Pajemski, Kuminga, Draymond Green, Kevon Looney. Yeah. So, in a way, do you feel better about the Warriors' chances after you saw your 36-year-old superstar do what he did? Or are you kicking yourself that maybe we still do have an open window, but we haven't done enough to keep it more open than it is right now? 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're just talking about the latest unbelievable performance by Steph Curry. And this one...
It was clutch.
This was in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And that's what—that's one thing we're getting in today. We could also—we're also going to talk Niners. Brandon Ayuk,
Trent Williams.
I don't know what we can talk about. There's not a lot new. Apparently, Ayuk and the 49ers had been talking on Friday. I don't know how true that is. We'll hear from Adam Schefter. Giants win 2 out of 3 against the Tigers. They're still in ninth place, but they're creeping up the standing. Well, they're not creeping up the standings. They're creeping up in terms of games behind the third wild card. But let's talk a little bit about Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors heading into this season after that epic performance by Curry. Were you a little upset? Because, or worried? Was that the, as Evan would say, coup de grace? You think that's going to be the last great moment from Steph Curry? How many more of those does he have? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was also brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems. By the way, got to talk about the boss.
And
his weekend on Friday.
Evans, too. Outside
you
lands.
You better be careful.
What? Outside lands. Success? Failure? You tell me. I know my 17-year-old daughter had fun.
Oh, man.
I found it interesting. She went to the same kind of concert as my 52-year-old boss. seems a little bit unusual. But
you are so fixated on age, brother.
Yeah, it's just a little weird.
What's weird?
Yeah.
He went to see one of his favorite groups.
Yeah, and it happens to be the same kind of group my 17-year-old daughter likes. Something's fishy there.
Oh, boy.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see people want to get in on the other side. You can do that. And also, again, that segment brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Attention, attention au tir de Steph Curry. Oh non, mais non, mais non. Steph Curry. Au buzzer, mais c'est pas possible. Mikey renverse pour Kevin Durant. Ah, il a la main chaude, Steph Curry, il a la main chaude, il a la main chaude.
C'est pas possible.
Il a la main chaude, Steph Curry.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All righty, there he is, the hero. Gold medal winner, Steph Curry.
Yep.
Well, that's the other thing, too, that to me makes it even more epic is, and I could be wrong, but Booker's got a gold, right? All those guys have a gold already except Steph, right? LeBron's got to have them. Davis probably has them.
No, Halliburton.
No, but what I'm saying is the guy who theoretically needed it most, or the guy
that
didn't
it.
Have yeah. the gold, was the guy
that brought him home.
Who brought it? No doubt about it. You know, here's the other thing I want to ask Warrior fans: when you look at what happened last year, team didn't make the playoffs. It used to be Steph and Clay dropped off. It used to be Steph and Durant, and Durant ended up leaving. I'm looking around the league right now. You got LeBron and Anthony Davis. You got Brown and Tatum. You got Jokic and Murray. You got Paul George and Embiid. You got Harden and Kawhi. Doncic and Kyrie. Durant and Booker. Hell, you got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren. After you watch that Olympic game and that Olympic tournament, do you think Joe Lacob right now is kind of kicking himself, saying maybe I should have given in a little more to get a Paul George or a Markkanen? How do you assess all that now after Curry put together the two games that he did?
Well, it's what you believe, and I believe that the Warriors were all in, Steiny. I don't believe Brandon Pajimski was the reason they couldn't get Markkanen or Jonathan Kuminga. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Right.
What do you think was the reason they couldn't get Markkanen?
That Utah wasn't blown away by that package.
So what I'm getting at is,
I know why with Paul PG-13. Ballmer didn't want to help the Warriors.
Well, what I'm getting at with Markkanen is, if Pajimski was the reason that no deal got done for Markkanen, after you see what Curry did, do you think you say, shoot, we should have tried to get a number two
hell
in
yes.
here no matter what?
Steiny, I would. Hell effing yes. No doubt about it. And, man, you just hit me in the cardiac muscle with the tandems. They do matter. And one more thing before you grab the calls that makes me feel good about this Warrior team and this Warrior upcoming season: are you going to get that Steph Curry to go 17 to 27 from three in the final two games every 82 games of the season? Probably not. But now when you talk about jumps from the others, I'm like, okay, maybe Kuminga, the jump doesn't have to be as big as from here to the Grand Canyon. Maybe the jump can be, you know, smaller, but it'll still be enough if somehow the chef doesn't tire, if that makes sense. And maybe it's a collective of Wiggins showing up and not being a no-show. Now, I could be proven wrong, but watching that guy and being able to say he is ours, he is the Warriors, he's got gas left in the tank, let's go.
All that's well and good, but if we have to be honest, the Warriors aren't going to win a title right now, as is. They're not. As great as Steph is, he's not going to be able to bring this team their fifth title.
But can you get in the playoffs?
Well,
because that's where it's at now for me.
Well, what I'm getting at is, if let's say I'm somebody, and I have been, let's say I'm somebody that says, you know, you got to be careful about mortgaging the future. You got to be careful about sending out unprotected first after Steph Curry is out of here. My question is, after you see that performance, does it become imperative now, almost imperative, that the Warriors get another player in here to give this guy one more shot? Because I think we can all agree, as currently constructed, it's going to be a long, 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 long shot.
No doubt.
And so what do you do if you're Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy right now? And does that performance over the weekend change your priorities? That's the question I'm asking.
You're with me 5 days a week, 20 hours. Steiny, what if I told you this, and the listeners, and I mean it. I didn't need to see that. It was incredible. Something we'll never forget. I was already imperative, all in, before we saw Steph go do what he did in the Olympics. That's how thirsty I am for this guy to get a second. And I think you could back me up on that. Now the world saw it. And again, it's about what you just asked me. Your boy Joe Lacob, is he kicking himself if he, you know, if he didn't go all in? But I felt this way as soon as that final buzzer went off in Sacramento, that the Warriors got to get them and Steph a bona fide number two option.
Let's go to the streets in Berkeley. What's up, streets? How you doing, man?
Hey, Stanley. Hey, dude. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
That was so much fun, man. I had so much fun watching Steph and the rest of the team. And you know, they did feel the pressure, and you know they did, because Steph turned it up in the pressure cooker, and it mattered to him, and you could tell it mattered to him, because he was playing this game like it was the most important game he's played to date. And I just, it was like another notch on his belt that just adds to this lore of Steph that we talked about, where in that last France game, they were throwing double teams at him the way they do in the NBA, but he's got KD and LeBron on the court, and they couldn't stop him from hitting the three. And I just love seeing, like, Anthony Edwards and Burke and those guys, just the younger guys on the team, just getting so giddy seeing superhero Steph do what they've known him to do this whole time. I just had so much fun.
I mean, it was absolutely an incredible performance. I mean, my question is, I get he's going to have games like that this upcoming season, or stretches like that. But I actually look at those games and think, well, how's he going to continue to be that player if he's on the team he's on, going up against the competition he's up against?
That's fair, man.
As great as he was, you know, he's playing on an all-star team against Serbia and against France. So I'm thinking, honestly, I was thinking, huh, is that the last great big moment we're going to see of Steph Curry's career? And to my way of thinking, it might be, unless something happens, unless he gets some help here, or down the line he goes somewhere else. And that I got to tell you, is another thing that hit me. On the one hand, I was thinking, man, the Warriors, I wonder if they feel like now more than ever they got to get a guy in here. Or I'm wondering, man, Steph Curry just did that. He had more fun, he was saying, than he has in the recent past. Could that be an impetus for Curry to start putting more pressure on the Warriors, that if they can't help him, he may have to look elsewhere? Like, that absolutely crossed my mind.
Yeah, and it had crossed my mind already. And a rat on the table early, brought to you by Atco, Steiny, is... They say he was talking to Draymond Green after he kept hitting shot after shot after shot. Don't worry about me. But I took that as he was talking to the basketball world about, you know, I'm not slipping. And I still possess this. I can go lethal at any time. But what do you think he meant by don't worry about me? Because it's on tape. It was a hashtag. Who was he talking to? And I told you how I felt when he made those comments, bottom feeder, things change quickly in the league. And when you go out and do that and watch him exude all that bravado and like, give me some help, I felt like he was telling, was he talking to Lacob? Was he talking to Dunleavy? I don't know. But I was just sitting there like, man, this dude still knows he has something left.
Well, if he's talking to Lacob and Dunleavy, what would he mean by don't worry about me? What did Curry mean by don't worry about me after that dagger?
looking over at Draymond?
I don't know. Evan thinks that it may have something to do with, you know, he didn't play well early in the tournament, and then he played well. And so maybe he heard that, you know, Curry's struggling. Now he wins him two games and says, don't worry about me. I'm fine. Or the one thing that did cross my mind is Curry knows darn well that the team's trying to get him some help. Curry knows darn well that I think they're Warrior fans that I'm not going to say feel sorry for him, but I think there's Warrior fans that feel for him because the team around him isn't as good as it used to be. And maybe he's saying, don't worry about me. I'm fine here in Golden State. I'm fine. You don't have to worry about me. I don't need three superstars to come to play with me. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
I'm under contract. I'm still a hell of a player. We're going to go out and play this year, and hopefully we can make some noise. Like, don't worry about me, everybody.
Yeah. Uncle Looney on the chat says, Sir Talk-A-Lot, Dre on his podcast, said he was a little worried about the chef.
How so?
I guess Dre, I don't know what context he said it, but, you know, Steph wasn't actually lighting it on fire early, and LeBron was kind of leading the brigade, but maybe that's why he was looking at Dre, just saying, don't worry about me. That makes all the sense in the world if his teammate was actually worried about, you know, what did I tell you the other game? Three games ago, Curry shot it just three times, you know? I mean, he was playing bad, but he was looking in that direction, as he said, don't worry about me, and put on a display that the world won't forget anytime soon.
Let's go to Vince. Vincent's in Hercules. What's up, Vincent? How you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. Man, it's really nice to talk to you guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just think it was the greatest shot of Steph's career because it was the greatest stage of Steph's career. I mean, you're talking about the Olympics. When I think about the Olympics, I think about Max Kellerman, the fate of the universe. And when you think about the Olympics, that was Steph's fate of the universe moment. And he delivered. I mean, and it's a larger audience, non-casual fans. I mean, people that probably not even fans of basketball are watching. So, you know, you just can't get any bigger than that. I mean, that stage was huge. And just think about this, fellas. This is the last thing I'll say. You got Steph Curry getting the ball, getting a double team, and LeBron James and Kevin Durant is wide open. I mean, that was incredible to just see that. It's like, wow, this guy is the biggest star among stars, state of the universe, in the Olympics, championship game. Everything's on the line. Come on. He killed it. He nailed it. So, in my opinion, without question, that was the biggest shot of his career. Hey, you don't have to worry about him. He fed in with the. I think the don't worry about me is that, hey, don't worry about me, man. I'll get in. I'll get my shots up with a lot of these guys, maybe possibly, you know, doing their thing to show their talents out. So that's it. That's all I got to say.
I appreciate it, Vincent. Yeah, I don't know if it's
Iguodala.
I don't know if it's the biggest shot he's ever hit in his career, but I do think the more I think about it, I think it's going to be the most remembered shot that he's ever made in his entire
career. Because of the stakes and what it would have meant. And you know what?
I think so.
Let me go here. And it's kind of unfair to Carmelo, who was courtside, Steiny. You know, when we talk about Carmelo Anthony, I think a lot of people look at, you know, left a lot on the table because he wasn't an NBA champion. But he cried when he won his gold medal, and nobody ever says, hey, hold on. Yeah, he didn't get it done in the NBA, but let's remember his Olympic moment. We kind of don't do that with Melo, and maybe that's because Melo doesn't have any rings. But with Steph, I think now that he has both, it's par for the course, and it's a fun discussion to kind of, what do you think his biggest moment was? I don't know. Because when you look at Melo, nobody ever goes to that Olympic moment to supersede maybe some of the NBA failures.
I mean, to me, when I think of signature shots from Steph Curry, and I was talking to a buddy about this, you know, the other
day. Boy, it's a bunch.
Well, it is a bunch, but it's not like he doesn't have a lot of buzzer beaters. Down one makes a shot, they win it. Down two makes a three, they win it. But how many times have the Warriors been down two? He makes one with 42 seconds left to put him up one, and then he hits another one with 20 seconds left to seal the game.
Yeah.
So, to me, because we're talking about a signature shot, yeah, the more I think about it, I think that's going to go down as the signature shot of his entire career.
I'm not mad at that.
The one that he hit Saturday to
two dudes
put that game
him.
Put that game away.
He had the ball a millisecond, Steiny. It was that thing was off. Like, and you tell me if I saw it wrong. I felt like other guys, LeBron, Kate, the ball became hot potato. Booker, like Curry, kind of knew it and seized that moment. Like guys knew that. Oh man, here comes France. They're down, Steiny, and that's what made it more special. The chef was meeting the moment of, if this thing don't go in, to hell with it, but I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it fly.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Curry, LeBron, and Durant, and Booker to a lesser extent. But let's talk about the older guys.
Okay.
I mean, Curry and LeBron James and Durant were by far as I'm concerned, the most clutch players on that team. Every single time they were in trouble, either Curry made a shot or LeBron just made a big boy bully move to get him a bucket.
Or
and then Durant hit his shots with you know, a lot on the line. So
I don't want to bring the
it's
party
interesting.
Down.
Yeah.
This happened all throughout the Olympics, Steiny. I can't get over Kevin Durant's departure. It makes it more. It makes it hurt more just watching this and watching how cool and how much respect they have for each other. And Durant did what he did. We don't know what was behind his decision to leave. But, Steiny, you just think about if Kevin Durant were still a teammate of Steph Curry, where the Warriors would be then. And maybe I need to move on, but that's the one part of his departure I hate. Their relationship didn't, you know, it didn't falter or get tainted. It was, he decided to do something else, Durant, but it's like you and Steph together, man.
Yeah, why wouldn't we look at it for what it really was? And that's Steph and Kevin Durant never had a problem. Steph and Kevin Durant never had a problem.
That's what hurts.
So why isn't he here? If you want to go down that road, I think we know the answer.
I've done it by myself watching, like, God, man, they love each other, man.
This is a great shot that's remembered by the text line. And I kind of forgot about this one, but this was a big boy. The only other shot that should get the same level of credit is Steph's corner three against the Pelicans. Which started the run. That was the one where he makes a three. He actually got fouled, but they didn't call it.
So but they were also
they
a 3-0 in the series.
Who's playing?
Evan, I'm with
in the first
Geico.
Round.
Okay. Yeah, they had Geico.
This was
insurance, Steiny.
And I'm going to stand up for the 415 because this is what I can't stand.
I just can't stand
this. I'm asking people what else they remember, and a guy does us the courtesy of texting in and says, hey, that was a big shot against the, you know, against the Pelicans in the first. Oh, yeah, yeah, but no, it was close, no.
Look, come on, okay. But then you're the same guy that criticizes our 52-year-old boss for going to see his favorite group that your daughter happened to go who was 17. Like, I don't
Explain
get it.
Explain to me that analogy.
Well, Evan's just stating the facts.
Right.
Stages
but
matter,
I can't stand. I can't stand when people say, "Well, who reminds you of Bird?" You know what? A little
do
bit
it to me all
a
day.
A little bit, Luka Doncic. Oh no! They're not even close.
I've heard
well,
you all the
ask.
Time say,
dude,
"No,
do it all day.
Stop it."
I never do that. I never
you?
Do that ever.
I Steiny.
Like my point is if you asking for a comparison between players, we always know that it's never going to fit exactly. We know it.
But
so why when we say, this guy's a little like this, to the first thing we say is, oh no, they're nothing alike. Well, I get they're not alike. I'm trying to find the closest comparison.
Hey, Guru, who's your top five of all time?
That's so different.
Well, number one's Kobe. What? Kobe can't. I mean, you do it to me all the time.
No.
Kobe can't be. Like, can I get through my list first?
You're missing the point. The point would be like this. Has anybody ever has anybody ever reminded you of Michael Jordan? Has anybody ever reminded you of Michael Jordan? And then I would say, you know, yeah, Kobe, a little bit. Oh, Kobe's not. No. Oh, Kobe, no. Not even
that
close. No, Kobe. Not even close. What are you talking about? Jordan was so much better. There's no similarities. It's like, oh, then don't stop
you
asking.
Crazy.
Stop asking the question then.
The amount of times that I've come in and said, wow, that's a big shot. And you go, let me tell you about pressure.
No, I say I'll be the judge if it's a big shot. That's different.
It's literally the same thing.
I'm talking about something as specific as when you ask for a comparison between players. That's all. Like Doncic is coming out of the draft. Who does it remind you of? Well, you got to say somebody.
Yeah.
And there's no, he doesn't have a clone. So it's how easy is it to say, oh, yeah, they're not even close? Just,
but that stuff aggravates you a lot.
That's right. That's right.
But here you're defending the...
Like, I'm not defending anything.
Now, Evan just brought up a point about that shot. It was a great shot, but they were up 3-0.
I'm not talking about the great shot. I'm talking about when you ask for a comparison, you're never going to get a perfect comparison.
Well, let me do my Steiny then. What's okay with just saying there's nothing like it? We haven't seen it before, and we'll never see it again.
Because I want to come
up
with...
Why are we comparing eras? Why are we comparing...
Because I want to find out what people think of the top five Steph Curry moments. That's why.
Well, that's the Olympics. Okay.
That's very different.
No,
with the Pelicans is in the top five, but calling it the best shot he's ever made.
I never said it was the best.
No, but you're jumping down my throat like I basically said it was.
I said, man, where does this one rank? Just a throwaway line. Where does this one rank up there with the Curry? Game four, and then someone says, oh, don't forget about that shot against the Pelicans. And you wonder why nobody wants to text in anymore. It's because you stick it to
you
them
don't have
when they try to
fact.
Participate.
People still text.
People know. People know.
Yeah, text line's not dry.
Well, not yet. Not yet.
Get him some help, man.
Getting some help?
Get him some help. And the best part about it, Steiny, I know this is where you miss Twitter. Saturday.
Yeah, right.
His
never
his
been
peers
happier.
Were everybody, actors, everybody just chiming in on the greatness that was that exhibition of shooting big time basketball.
Yeah. Let's go to AR in San Francisco. AR, what's going on, man? AR, going once.
AR!
Huh? Sorry. Sorry.
Did you stick around for the...
No! No!
You didn't even know what he was going to ask.
Good exactly, God. But I know that I didn't stick around.
The gold medal presentation.
No!
Snoop Dogg performed.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, who else?
Well,
you're pro Snoop, I know. How can you not be?
I'm completely ambivalent towards Snoop. Austin in San Francisco.
Hey!
What's going on, Austin? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, nothing much. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. How about yourselves?
Oh, we're dynamite.
Chilling, man.
Hey, look, I got this to show you, man. Hey, Curry just made me believe he's the best player in the NBA and all across the world in front of everybody. Passing LeBron to me. I think... This right here makes him the greatest player.
Wow.
What do you guys think about that? He even put the comments that Edwards said, he even said that he didn't put that to rest. The team ain't built around him. It's built around Curry. Man, he had everybody cheering for him, even the home team, even the team against him. Everybody was starstruck. The stars were starstruck of him. What y'all think about that?
Better than Jordan?
Better than Jordan in the U.S. Olympics, yes.
I got you. Well, we have... Thanks for the call.
And it's kind of funny.
Well, you guys like Taurasi, you've been there six times.
LeBron took home the MVP, and I understand that as great as Curry was, Steiny, because we talked about it. Hey, good, what's going on with Steph? Yes, man. I said, no, nothing to see here. It's not bad. but it wasn't this output. I mean, again, 17-27 the last two games.
What?
I just find it funny that the moment he brings up it, you know, we're trying to encourage people to call in, to text in, and your first response is, well, Taurasi's been there six times. You just did the same thing you got mad at me for.
I don't understand.
You got to go to break.
My point is I think at least in basketball, they should, once you win a gold medal, that should be it. They should find new players.
Seriously? Wow.
Yes. Why do we need to see Diana Taurasi play in six Olympics?
I just went down the men's roster of who wouldn't have, like LeBron wouldn't have been there. Half the team wouldn't have.
Exactly. Right. Wow. Exactly. That's why without Steph Curry, this Olympics, it's stale. It would have been stale. 888-957-9570. One thing we're not going to do today is compare great shots. Because I don't want everybody to, you know, just do it that way. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
Sports, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.